Now, to be published is every writer's dream. Each year, UTS holds a competition for students to see that dream come to life. Hundreds of entries are received and only 30 are selected for publication in Infinite Threads, a collection of stories, essays and poems. And on Wednesday night last week, the anthology was launched and Judy Morrison celebrated alongside her fellow top 30 contributors. Judy's on the line to discuss right now. Judy, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
So congratulations on being published. When did you find out you were going to be published in the anthology?
Well, thanks, Julia. I found out about mid-January, the 17th, I think it was.
Okay, so you've had some time.
yes. And that was contingent on an editing process, which only took a week for me, so that was good.
Yeah, and you must have been very excited. What's your story about that's being published in the anthology?
Well, my story is called Coastline Dreaming. It takes place on a train mainly, and I guess it really is, it's about a young Aboriginal woman finding and making her way in post-colonial Australia.
Oh, wow.
There's a bit of a love story and some magic realism or spiritualism, however you want to look at that, but yeah.
Oh, wow. So historical fiction in a way. And how did you...
No, current.
Okay, right, okay. And so where did you draw inspiration for the story?
Well, I'm a Gamilaroi woman myself, from my Aboriginal heritage. But I live on the Illawarra, so I travel that south coast line a lot and go to Kiama where some of the story is set. It also revolved around a dream that a friend had and a pair of earrings that I have. So they were sort of the inspirations for the story.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so, Judy, how long have you been writing for?
I'm 69. I've been writing since I could write, I think. At various levels. I scribbled as a child always. Mm. And as I grew up, I started going to various courses in spurts. I got a bit more serious about it. In 2012, I started writing a novel, which is historical fiction, and that's inspired by my great-grandparents' story. And I joined a fiction writing group with the South Coast Writers' Centre, and I still belong to that. We meet monthly. And then last year I enrolled in the, when I retired from work, I enrolled in the Master of Arts in Creative Writing at UTS. I'm really enjoying that.
Mm, fantastic. And so when you write, what do you hope your reader feels?
I hope they feel empathy for my characters. I hope they possibly take away an understanding of the similarities between peoples and the differences. So have an understanding of that. And also I hope in a way to challenge stereotypes.
Mm, fantastic. And so just lastly to wrap up, do you have any tips for amateur writers or aspiring writers?
Yes, write. It's easy just to say I'm going to be a writer. I want to write. Oh, I'd love to write a book. You know, I'd love to write a story. Do it. And also join groups and be with other writers, because you get such a lot of inspiration from a peer group around you.
Fantastic.
Inspiration and support.
Fantastic. Well, Judy, congratulations again, and thank you so much for your time on the show this morning.
Thank you, Julia.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Judy Morrison, one of the contributors of this year's UTS Writers Anthology called Infinite Threads, and that's available now at Dimmicks and Booktopia.